Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you'd like here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll free line. We don't have Skype as an option tonight because we're live on location at the 2014 Liberty Forum, the seventh year of this event. It's a fantastic event. It's not too late for you to make it out here too if you'd like to join us. There's a whole full day of fun tomorrow here at the Liberty Forum with the National Crown Plaza Hotel. You can go to nhlibertyforum.com and check out more information about the event, get the schedule, see what's happening. Obviously, there's a lot you've already missed, but from what I understand, a number of these sessions, maybe even all of them, are being recorded. So if you've missed out, you probably will be able to find this stuff later on. Presumably, the Free State Project will be posting those videos, but I don't have those details at the moment. Anyway, nhlibertyforum.com, you can learn more about the event there. We've been talking with all kinds of interesting people tonight thus far, and the next guest that we have is someone who I don't think has ever been on Free Talk Live, but we've certainly talked about some of the media that you've created. Luke Rutkowski?
Everyone butchers it. Just call it whatever you want. Rutkowski, Rutkowski. It doesn't matter anymore.
What's the proper
word? Oh, man. Rutkowski is the real proper one. That's a Polish pronoun. Yeah, of course. That's how you say it. But I don't care how you butcher it. It doesn't really matter to me.
I had a friend growing up whose name was Swiatowicz, which was a lot of fun.
Yes.
Luke, are you the guy who created We Are Change?
Well, We Are Change is pretty much an idea more than anything else. I don't like to think of it as a group or as an organization. It's an idea that we need to be the change that we want to see in this world. It started off in New York City, working with first responders and 9/11 family members. I collected a bunch of signatures and emails from young people, and then I called a meeting, and then we just didn't have a name. We just met, set up pizzerias, and decided what we're going to do. And then just out of nowhere, We Are Change came up, and we started doing activism, videos, demonstrations, charity events. We did a whole lot. I mean, we've been active. I mean, personally, I've been active for about 11 years now, so it's been a while.
WeAreChange.org. is the site. I remember when I first came across the content from We Are Change, I kind of thought, oh boy, 9/11 truthers again. Certainly, we've been doing this radio show for a decade, and we've heard all of the theories, and I think there's some good questions and all that, but I'm more focused in now, and what's happening now, and what the terrible things that the state is doing now that we can point to, you know, whether it's police brutality or the ridiculous behavior of politicians and war. And I've seen We Are Change expand from that original kind of genesis point, or what I perceive to really cover a wide variety of subjects now, and I think that's really been good. I imagine you've gotten a lot more YouTube views and subscribers.
We were always very diverse, whether it was from our very beginning. We were always talking about the central banking system. We were always talking about the global elite and things that are being done behind closed doors. So we were very always, I mean, one thing that we have to understand, we're not a single issue group.
Mm-hmm.
It could be anything and everything. If you look at our YouTube channel, we have over 700 videos that range from GMO to sustainable living, to standing up for your rights and filming the police, to doing satire and jokes about what's really happening in this world. So it's about pretty much expressing yourself through multimedia and being able to show things people in an entertaining way, in an entertaining fashion, that they normally wouldn't see if it wasn't put in a specific way. So you know, that's what we've been working on. We've been having a lot of fun with it. It's a lot of hard work.
Well, if you're not having fun, you're doing it wrong.
Exactly.
And you strike me as kind of like an independent newsman. I mean, here in New Hampshire, we have Dave Ridley. I don't know if you had a chance to meet him. But he kind of has a similar feel, although it seems like your equipment's a little better than Dave's. He's still using DV tape. But you've got a nice, you know, quality to your presentation. I don't know what equipment you're using, but it seems pretty good. And so it looks nice. I mean, there was a one you just came out with. I showed Mark the other day. Mark likes Terry Crews. He likes his, like, football thing that he did, I don't know, Nike, where he's tackling everybody in the office.
Terrible Terry Tate.
Terry Tate. Yeah. So you confronted this guy, mm-hmm. this Hollywood football guy at some sort of Hollywood.
It wasn't even a confrontation. It was just a question that I asked him. That's the thing. That's what I don't get. People always like see the work we do as it's controversial.
Yeah, but you did confront him. You confronted him with an
idea.
I
asked him what he thought about Obama, and he said he loved him. And that's my end. Like, I'm in there. That's okay. Okay, yeah. So you support the domestic spying on all American citizens, don't you? And then, you know, I like bringing up those points. He didn't know who Edward Snowden was.
Right.
I mean, this is a
And he
person.
Didn't want to hear about it. He wanted
exactly.
to talk about it. He blew you off and then said he wanted important questions.
No. He wanted real questions right. about his Old Spice commercial and working with Sesame Street or whatever the hell he was doing. But it just shows you how delusional some of these people
sure.
are. You know, the celebrity culture that has been abusing and using the United States, has been pretty much tearing it down, making people unaware of the real issues, is really a major problem. And I think one way of breaking through is being like, okay, let's talk to these people. You say you love and support Obama, and all these other people who are not in the know are going to see him, be fans of him, are going to vote and support. Let's talk about the real issues. Let's see what you really think about the horrible things that Obama has done. And I think there's not only an entertainment factor in that, but a lot of people who wouldn't normally like care about this stuff now heard it. Now they're hearing it
sure.
because, you know, they want to see what Terry Crews is doing.
Yeah,
they
somebody's
see
Googling or YouTubing
exactly.
for Terry Crews, and then there he is, and there's your question.
Yeah, there's different ways of waking people up, but I think if we could kind of like, I don't want to say hijack, but I think if we could just empower ourselves and be like, screw it, you know, we're taking over the dialogue. You know, if you want something changed in this world, you have to go out there and change it because no one else will.
So,
you know, people gave me flack, oh, why are you asking this during a Super Bowl party? Why not? Like, when else am I going to get a sit down with Terry Crews?
Never.
He's not
going
to, if I sent an email right now, be like, Terry Crews, you want to sit down and talk about Edward Snowden? And they say, no, you're not getting any of that.
Right.
We
right.
have to do whatever we can, and we sneak into places. We do whatever we have to do to get the dialogue started, because it's because the dialogue has never been started that we're in such a mess that we are right now.
Well, the man took responsibility. He took responsibility when he said he liked a particular politician, right?
Exactly.
He picked a politician. He said he liked him. He didn't say, you know, look, as far as I'm concerned, Washington, D.C. is a place that's full of liars and thieves. He could have said that.
He could have said, I'm not into politics.
He could have said that.
Okay,
that would have been
cool.
a fine dodge.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, any of those things. He could have said any of those things. But he took a certain responsibility when he said it. And wham!
Yeah, exactly. You should know what you're talking about if you're going to say something.
Yeah.
Now, something else that you're good at, I mean, as you said, you've snuck into places, you've confronted people with ideas that they certainly hadn't thought about, but also you don't back down from the police as well. At least I've seen some videos where, you know, it's warmed my heart. I'm a big fan of copblock.org. I've been a longtime supporter of that organization. And, you know, where did you come from on that? What inspired you to start standing up for yourself?
I got beaten and bloodied many times.
Really?
But I'd rather get beaten bloody than have reservations and feel disappointed that I didn't stand up for my rights. I mean, it started in Brooklyn when I was 15, 16.
Did you grow up?
Yes,
in New York City?
In Brooklyn. I got beat up by the cops when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing I could have done. I wasn't doing anything illegal. I just got, you know, my butt beat. Yeah, I was hanging out with the wrong crowd. They, you know, African Americans, hanging out with them. They see me. They just beat us up. And, you know, there was no repercussion. There was no way for me to get justice from that. They, you know, every lawyer, every complaint review board member I talked to, every person that I tried to complain about this said, you know, it never happened because there's no video footage of it.
Oh, wow.
And ever since then, like, I have a video camera when I go to sleep. It's underneath my pillow. I take a shower. Like, it's on the rack. Like, I'm on the toilet. It's next to the toilet paper. Like, wherever I go, there's a video camera always on me, always with me, because, you know, we're living in this day age where coming up from nowhere, no one's going to believe you unless you have something on video. And that's where,
especially,
you know,
against the police.
Exactly. Especially when it's your word against the police officers in a court of law. The, you know, the jury, the people, the judges, authority figure for some reason. But now we have the true power within our hands. It's in our pockets right now. Like, you have the ultimate power to tell the world the truth with whatever happens to you. And if we don't take advantage of it, if we're going to be scared to take out that camera, we're failing ourselves. We're failing being able to stand up for ourselves. And we're at a critical juncture where it could go either way. It could go really bad or it could go really good. I'm trying to educate and inspire as many people to make sure it goes in the right direction.
So can you stick with us for another segment?
Yeah, sure.
This further. Luke Rutkowski is here from WeAreChange. WeAreChange.org, and the YouTube channel is youtube.com/WeAreChange. I'm a subscriber. It's always
fun to
watch.
Thank you very much. It means a lot.
Yeah, to watch what you're up to, and there's always something interesting. Always, you got something fresh coming out.
We got Paris Hilton coming out next week.
What?
Oh, no, you're going to have to subscribe to see it. You're going to have to subscribe to see it. We got a lot of great
videos. You and Paris Hilton?
No, I got my friend to do it.
Your friend, okay. All right.
I was the camera guy this time. I don't like being the main center focal point of attention a lot of times. I like spreading it out. I like bringing in new people and having new faces in this movement. We need
more with Luke from We Are Change coming up here in moments from the 2014 Liberty Forum. If you've got a question, maybe you could call in 855-450-FREE. We can still take your calls here, even though we're live on location. Free Talk Live.
Did you know that a Nobel Prize was awarded for a medical discovery that improves your sexual performance? It's true. Nitric oxide was discovered to improve your sexual performance. It also miraculously improves your heart health, blood pressure, energy levels, your immune system, diabetes, arthritis pain, even your memory and mood. That's why millions of men and women have begun taking nitric oxide boosters as daily supplements. And right now, we're releasing free bottles of peak nitric oxide so you can discover the benefits for yourself. Be one of the first 100 callers at 1-800-941-9499. After extensive research and clinical tests, nitric oxide has been described as the miracle molecule of the 21st century. Taken once a day, you'll not only begin feeling years younger, but we'll also send you free test strips to prove it works. Discover how to get your free bottle of peak nitric oxide and free test strips at 1-800-941-9498. Be one of the first 100 callers. 1-800-941-9498.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you, of course, can bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. And so you can join us there. You can also join us in person. We're here at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It is our seventh one, and we've been at all seven, and it's just been a blast. The event keeps getting bigger. It keeps getting better every year. More people coming here, people we never expect to see them materialize. We just talked to Lenar Levinson a moment ago from LavaBit, and Luke Rutkowski is here from We Are Change, his first time at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. We're going to continue with him here in a moment, but also want to tell you about another great website where you can get all kinds of great Liberty news.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, people from Freedoms Phoenix are here lurking about the Liberty Forum. Just go to freedomsphoenix.com and you can get updates, Liberty-oriented news stories. It's a feed and it's constantly being updated. You can get the daily dispatch is what they call it and get it delivered to your mailbox. I think I'm getting twice a day, so they have a bi-daily option also. So is that semi-daily? Anyway.
Yeah, that would be semi-daily.
Freedoms with an S, phoenix.com, freedomsphoenix.com.
All right, so Luke from We Are Change, and the website again, wearechange.org, the YouTube channel, youtube.com/wearechange. You were telling us kind of about a little bit of your history. You know, how did you get to where you are today? You look like you're in your mid to late 20s?
27.
Yeah. And so you said in your teens, you were growing up in Brooklyn, the police literally beat you and your friends. So that, I imagine, turned you off to the whole idea that they were your buddies and they were there to help you. But where did you come along to, I mean, I'm just going to presume you're familiar with the ideas of liberty based on the people that know you. We don't know each other, first time really talking tonight, but you seem to be pretty prolific in the liberty community. So how did you go from being beaten by the police to coming on to these ideas?
Well, it only makes sense. You know, liberty is freedom, and whoever doesn't want freedom is a slave. And my whole objective is to make sure people empower themselves so they don't need a master. And I think if we all kind of understand and realize the true power in within ourselves to change the world and to change the world around us, if we all realize that, we would just totally get rid of the whole power structure that's facing us. If we would just take small actions every day, whether it's just doing something nice for a stranger or just resisting in any way, the world would be a completely different place. But we have to understand that power is within us. It's in our phones. It's in the video cameras. It's wherever you want it to be. And really, if you stand up for yourself, it's an incredible, empowering feeling.
Yes, it is.
So it only
you may end up behind bars, but it is empowering.
Temporarily, yeah. You may end up behind bars, but even though you're doing that, would you rather live a life of regret? Would you rather live a life where there was nothing fulfilling in there, or would you rather stand up for an idea
for
that
what
makes
you believe
perfect
in.
Sense? I mean,
I totally agree.
Life
I mean,
is worthless unless you're free.
I agree, and I spent 58 days in jail for standing in front of a police car when they were attempting to kidnap a friend of mine in Keene, New Hampshire, for enjoying an alcoholic beverage in the park one day, and I was arrested, and three others were arrested for surrounding that police car. Of course, there's plenty of video footage. In New Hampshire, we're no strangers to using video cameras to hold the police and other government bureaucrats accountable. But yeah, it is risky. But I was asked when I was in jail, you know, people write me and I was writing back. And one of the questions that was most common was it worth it? And my answer was yes, absolutely. No, I'm not doing what I would prefer to be doing, you know, for these 60 days. I am, you know, I did do what was right to me. I stood up for what I believed in. I had promised myself that I was going to stand in front of a police car the next time I saw them arresting somebody who didn't deserve it, somebody who was a peaceful person. And that's what I did. And I would have had a tough time had I not followed through on it. It was just my own personal promise to me. I never told anybody else that, but that was what it was about, integrity.
Yeah, what matters most is your reaction to things. Like, we have the power to control the way, you know, our emotions and how we feel and how we go after different things. And I think when a lot of bad things happen, I think one of the best things about life is turning horrible things into beautiful things. And it could be done by, you know, by your mindset. It could be done by how you carry yourself. I had a lot of, you know, bad things happen to me in my life. But, you know, without the bad, there's no good. And I always learned that, you know, when one door closes, another one always opens. And it's up to you to open those doors and to find those opportunities for yourself.
So you're here at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum for the first time. It's not your first experience in New Hampshire. You've been at Pork Fest previously a couple times. And what's it like for you at the Liberty Forum?
No, I really like it. A lot of great like-minded people, a lot of great people to network with, to talk with. I'm enjoying a lot of the talks. Thomas Drake's talk was really amazing, really fascinating, especially the stuff he said about 9/11. I found really intriguing. So it's just a great atmosphere to be around. It's great to know, get to know everyone, get to know you, Ian, and it's just the place to be. I enjoy it.
It is the place to be. That's why I moved here in 2006 from Florida. I just felt like I wasn't getting anywhere down there. I mean, there weren't enough activists. The ones that there were activists, you know, they weren't doing that much. And so I thought, gosh, I need to be with other people. You're in New York City. Yeah. I mean, are you going to stay there?
I signed the pledge.
You did?
Yesterday.
Congratulations.
That's the most exciting news he's heard all
that is time. Great news.
And I really don't have a steady home. I have friends and family in New York, so mm-hmm. I'm usually there most of the time, but I really don't have any place to stay. I mean, that's why I depend on social media. I travel a lot of the times. I stay on people's couches. I stay on people's floors. We're trying to save as much money as we can so we could do as much as we can. So definitely follow me on that Twitter and Facebook on Luke We Are Change, because when I travel the country, I always depend on you, not only for stories, but for help, and I try to give back as much as I can. And then we also have an Operation Give Back that we do with every major city we stop, and check that out also on YouTube, where we do anything you request of me to do for you on that one specific day. It makes for a very entertaining video.
It does. It sounds like it. Now, speaking of videos, you're doing 5 a week. You just told us that during the break. I didn't realize. I knew you were pretty prolific on YouTube, but that's significant.
We're trying really hard. I mean, we're doing our best. I mean, in New York City, you pretty much have a lot of opportunities to get anybody and everybody. I mean, we just got Ice-T. Nice. You know, you saw the Terry Crews video. I mean, there's just a plethora of politicians and celebrities that I could get down there. There's so many different issues. There's so many things to do, and I'm dedicating all my time full-time into this, especially when we get a chance to travel. We're going to make sure we make most of it and get as many interviews and as much information out there for you.
You were going to ask something more?
Yeah, I just wanted to know. I'm trying to figure out how you monetize this. You said you're all over the nation, couch surfing and things like that. Obviously, it takes money to run your business, your operation. Where's the money come from?
We pretty much survive off YouTube revenue. YouTube does take a 45% cut, but the ads that you
videos?
See right before of their own videos, but what you see, the advertising you see right before, if people watch all 30 seconds of that, then I get a little bit. Hmm. And
if they watch the whole...
Yes, that only then do I get a little bit of
that. This is interesting, because I didn't know this. Okay.
So I bust my butt. I do as much as I can. I do as many videos as I can. I don't like to ask for help. I don't like to ask for donations. So we're slowly getting there.
Let's ask for you. If somebody wants to help you with a donation, where would they go to do that?
We take everything. Bitcoin, couches, floors, P.O. boxes. We take used cameras. But if people want to watch the videos and just watch, you know.
And share them.
Yeah, and share them. That matters the most to
but
us.
But if I wanted to give you Bitcoin, would I go to wearechange.org?
Wearechange.org /donate. We also take Litecoin, Ninecoin, all those different alternative coins as well.
Exciting.
We're trying to use digital currency as much as we can to get away from the fiat currency that we're currently setting in. I'm trying to think of new ideas to do it with, but it's always difficult because we only sell T-shirts on our website.
Luke from We Are Change. .org. It's exciting to know that you've joined the Free State Project as a signer. Look forward to seeing you more often in New Hampshire.
Definitely. Thank you so much for having me, and keep up the great work.
Hope to get you out to Keene one of these days.
I'll be
out
there.
Have fun with the video cameras. They love being recorded in Keene, let me tell you.
I bet they do.
More coming up here live from the 2014 Liberty Forum in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live from the Liberty Forum. It's night two of three. There's still all kinds of fun stuff to come here with Saturday, the full day of events. It's going to be a great day. Today was a full day as well, and it was a lot of fun to be around hundreds of other people who care about freedom. The New Hampshire Liberty Forum is the place to be this weekend. If you're anywhere in the Northeast United States, make the drive, fly here, whatever you got to do. It's still just, there's plenty of time to have a lot of fun and meet interesting people. People who have all kinds of great stories to tell. And Mark has left the room. He is now hooting and tweeting and taking pictures. And I am joined by Derek J.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, Derek.
Great to be with you.
Thanks for coming on the show tonight. You know, you've been doing a great job with Peace News Now for our listeners who haven't maybe been paying close attention. You did a five-minute newscast for almost an entire year, 7 days a week, and you decided, well, it was a lot of work. And yeah. And now you're still doing Peace News Now. You've got
yes.
that same brand of positive kind of discussion of things that are happening in the world and peaceful resistance. But you're doing it long form on Tuesday nights on LRN.FM, right after Free Talk Live, and also Sundays. What's the vision for Peace News Now?
Well, it continues to grow as
more and more people are peacefully resisting all over the country, and that just makes me so happy that I've got so much positive stuff to report on. I pack it all in. We never have enough time. We take calls from people all over the country. People have been really excited about the raw milk issue, especially freedom to travel still remains in the news. And the interviewer that you, the guest you had before, Ladar Levison, is so inspiring. I love reporting on LavaBit. Edward Snowden has been in the news. So I am confident that more stories of peaceful resistance will continue to stay in the news, and I will report them.
And peacenewsnow.com is the website. You are, I guess, gearing up pretty soon for a move back to New Hampshire?
Yep. Plans are in the works to come back in June.
So exciting. Right before the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Right before it. Yep.
So, and of course, the Porcupine Freedom Festival long-timer is also with us here in the studio tonight. Jay Noon is here on the third mic. Jay, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Wow. You're the first... All right. You've gotten more applause than anyone so far this weekend, Jay. I think you've got some fans out there in the audience. Now, Jay, for our longtime listeners know you. Newer listeners may not know. So, Jay, you are somebody who's a hero of mine. You actually owned a house in Palmer, Massachusetts. It's just a crappy little town. And I say that because of the bureaucrats. It would probably be really nice if it weren't for the horrible government bureaucrats working there. But these people basically believed they owned your house, and they threatened you because you weren't giving them their... You know, they were sending you these tax bills, which I don't think you thought you owed them anything because, well, you're a fireman, actually a volunteer fireman for the town. You've actually done work for them, and you don't accept compensation for that either, from what I understand.
And that has nothing to do with it as far as I'm concerned.
No, it's just the issue, the principle of the issue, that you thought that you owned your house, so you didn't pay what they were demanding. They ended up stealing your house from you.
No, absolutely. Mafia style. I mean, kind of like the stuff you would expect to happen in, like, Mexico, where there's, you know, nothing but gangs and mobs. And who knows what we got here.
And we came down there, Mark and myself, JJ, some of the activists from here in New Hampshire, heard about what was going on. We came down and brought video cameras and kind of essentially defended your house for a day, on the day they were expected to come and take it. They didn't take it that day. They actually waited for several months, was it, before they finally swooped in?
Yeah, it was a little over 3 months later.
Yeah, so we bought you a little bit of time, but they did end up coming, unfortunately. They sold the house to, wasn't it one of your neighbors or something like that?
Yeah, this guy, William Martin, who actually isn't even going to do anything with the house now because he's not sure what's going on. We told him that he was buying stolen property, and he may be buying himself a seat in a lawsuit.
A lawsuit. Now, you are also, not only are you willing to stand up for what you believe in and put something big on the line, most people wouldn't be willing to, A, stand up in the first place at all, or, B, put something like their own house or their property on the line. So you're a hero from that aspect. Another thing you do is you're a legal theorist, and you're a researcher, and you do a lot of work kind of learning about the court system and things that maybe are a little esoteric about the court system. Of course, to most people, the court system is esoteric. I mean, it's legalese. They're these words that look like they're English, but in point of fact, they have different definitions from the actual English words in a lot of cases, and it's very confusing. The whole system is built to be confusing, but you're somebody who believes you figured out some stuff about this system. I'm skeptical, and you know, we've had this relationship before. I'm a skeptic because I've done some of the same research. I've tried to apply some of these things, and it just hasn't worked. You know, you can't, in my experience, utter magic words in court and convince a man in a robe who has men with guns at his disposal to do what, you know, he's otherwise, or to not do what he's otherwise going to do, which is to rule over you and tell you how you should live and, you know, put you into a jail cell. So you've done a lot of this kind of legal research, and you are also somebody who attempts to apply these ideas, right? Like, you're not just talking about it.
Oh, yeah, I have a lot of fun with it. You know, one thing my dad taught me, if you're not having fun, you're not doing it right. But at the local district court level...
And your dad, by the way, your dad, I met your dad, Spud, and he successfully didn't pay property taxes for how many years?
He bought the place in 1983, and he fought him in 1991, and he won in 1991. On the property tax.
Never once in all those years paid property tax.
Never once.
Wow. And why was that overturned?
Well, nothing was overturned. What happened in 1991 is they took him to court, and my father appeared in court, and he said, I want you to produce the instrument I signed that compels me to participate in a property tax scheme. And the town's lawyer actually started laughing and said, imagine that. He wants us to produce an agreement. He signed. And the judge at the time, I forget his name, but he said, and it was right in the same courthouse there in Palmer that you were in, he said, yeah, I can imagine that. Produce the agreement. You have 30 days to produce it. So 30 days later, my father went back to court, and the town solicitor just never showed up. So it was all dismissed, the whole property tax case. Now, what they did is they zeroed out the taxes from, like, 1983 to, like, 1991 on their tax rolls. And now they're saying that taxes haven't been paid since, like, 1991 to 2000 and whatever, 13 now, 14, and they filed in land court.
So what, they want to go through the same flight all over
back?
Again?
They're coming back at
well,
the property?
Well, they came back at my father's property in land court, and land court is one of these legislative-created, you know, administrative courts that is not of the judiciary, and it's just rubber stamps everything for the towns.
When did they file this new motion or filing?
They filed a new complaint in, like, 2010, I believe it was, or end of 2011.
Now, your father unfortunately passed away a couple of years ago, if I'm recalling correctly.
About a year ago, January.
Yeah, and so what's happening now? I mean, did you inherit, or who inherited
well,
the property?
So I'm the oldest of four boys, and my father... in 2011, end of 2011, we fought them in land court. We asked for, we did everything we could, and they're just finding for the town. So at the final hearing, the day before the final hearing in land court, my father did what was called a notice of removal to federal court, and he filed a what would be known as a Title 42 1983 action type civil suit against the town of Palmer, and then that was like November 26th of 2011, and then. My father worked on the case, and we worked on the case a little bit, and he got real sick, and he passed away in January of 2012, January 26th. So anyways, I inherited the case, me and my brothers. So I filed a First Amendment complaint, and then they all did motions to dismiss, and I did my motions to strike. And then they did I sued Land Court. I sued the land court recorder. I sued the town's lawyer, Peter A. Brown, who you met a couple times. I sued the tax collector, the tax assessor, the town of Palmer, the town manager, and there's a few other people I'm forgetting about.
But all in the same suit?
All in the same lawsuit.
Okay. As individuals?
Yes.
These individuals.
Well, I sued them both in their private capacity and their official capacity.
Wow.
So the first lawsuit was like, I don't know, 40 pages long. You know, it was actually... It was a real struggle to put it all together for me because my father passed away, and then a couple weeks later I got into the federal courthouse, so I'm talking to the clerk, hey, what do I do? And then all of a sudden it's like I only got like 8 or 9 days to have this all wrapped up. So I'll tell you guys more
about
it hereafter.
Hold that thought. Yeah, I want to get to the rest of this here in a moment. We'll get up to speed with what's going on with Jay Noon in the courtrooms. And you are a Free State Project participant, by the way. Is that right?
Yes, yeah.
So you're planning a move to New Hampshire, and I'm just really looking forward to seeing how Jay does versus Judge Burke in Keene or wherever, because I really want to bring a camera in to record him in court. That hasn't happened yet. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
So I'm interested in getting some bitcoins.
Well, you could buy bitcoins with cash through a bank deposit, but that's not anonymous. Think about it. Banks won't even let you wear a hat or sunglasses. And they require a signed deposit slip which catches your fingerprints by design, so any curious bureaucrat can monitor what you're doing.
Yikes. So how do you buy bitcoins while staying off the radar?
You gotta try MoneyPackTrader.com. MoneyPackTrader.com allows you to spend your cash at Walmart or almost any drugstore or convenience store, wearing anything you want without providing any identifying information, and then receive the Bitcoin safely.
That sounds great, but what's the catch?
There's no catch. Buying truly anonymous Bitcoins can be done in a day and at a reasonable price. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com to learn how to purchase as many Bitcoins as you want with real privacy.
I'm going right now to MoneyPackTrader.com.
That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We're here at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Night two of three. We still have one full night to go on here. John Bush just showed up from Austin. We're going to be seeing him very soon in Austin for the Texas Bitcoin Conference. Dirk J., I know you're a big Bitcoin fan, and this is shaping up, this Austin Conference, shaping up to be a big deal. Have you heard about it?
Oh, yeah. I've heard about it, and it looks very exciting. I'm still not confirmed whether or not I can go, but it is definitely happening.
I heard a rumor you were going to be doing a screening of your movie at some point in Austin, so maybe that would be a good time for it.
Hey, yeah.
Your movie, by the way, Victimless Crime Spree at victimlesscrimespree.com. Folks should check that out when they get a chance. But Free Talk Live is definitely going to be at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, as will so many great Bitcoin personalities, both kind of from the total Bitcoin universe and from the Liberty world as well, because there's a lot of mixing there between those two worlds. And it's happening March 5th and 6th. It's coming up, but it's not too late to get your tickets now. It's just under 2 weeks from now, actually. TexasBitcoinConference.com is happening in Austin. I'm excited. I've never been to Austin before, and I'm looking forward to checking it out. So, also on the way at the Bitcoin Conference, they're going to have several big announcements. There are going to be three tracks at the event, meaning three speakers at any moment from which you can choose. So, it's going to be big. Go there. You want to see this thing. If you've never been to a Bitcoin Conference before, you don't know what to expect. This is going to be an awesome networking opportunity. TexasBitcoinConference.com. Go get your tickets right now. As we continue here with Jay Noon, who is kind of updating us on some of his court situations that you've been embroiled in for forever, or as long as I've known you. You had your house stolen from you by the people calling themselves the Town of Palmer. You took that to a federal federal court level. Your dad's property, which he for years didn't pay taxes on, has been escalated to federal court at your request. And you were kind of telling us about some of the things that you were doing there with this, and maybe kind of tie it in together or recap essentially what you're doing.
Well, let me clear it up. I actually haven't taken any action on my house.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you had told me you were going to. Maybe yeah. I presumed you did.
I'm going to.
Okay.
And actually, but you know, doing a federal lawsuit against a bunch of professionals—that's all they do—keeps you busy. And meanwhile, you know, I got things to do. You know, I got life to maintain. So, anyways. This is all on my father's farm.
Yes.
Did this whole thing.
Which they're now trying to take again.
Well, which they're trying to take, yes. So, anyways, so I filed a complaint. There were some things the Attorney General's office defends the land court, so they asked for a more definite statement. So me and a guy who's been pretty good on some lawsuits wrote a more definite statement, and they did motions to dismiss, and we did motions to strike again, and then the motion to dismiss actually was allowed. I just got the recommendation and report, but you know, I covered things like there was no jury trial for taking property in Massachusetts, and the Constitution says there must be a trial by jury before you can take property.
Hmm.
And in fact, as far as I'm concerned, a tax on land is a tax on life.
So wait, just to clarify, the motion to dismiss was accepted by the court,
well,
so the case is over?
What the language says is it was recommended, the magistrate justice recommended that the motion to dismiss be allowed. I don't know exactly what that means.
Okay, so that's the current status of the case?
So, well, I've written an objection to it, and then the objection is going to be filed Monday.
All right.
And my friend Jean Goldrich can help me out with that. You guys know her.
Yep,
and actually, when you guys came down to my house that hot day, she's one of the very close friends I have that I have made. I've made Bill Bryce to become a great friend. You guys,
a lot of people are friends of or signers for the Free State Project.
Absolutely. And they've been so supportive of me, even just calling me, talking to me, rooting me on. I mean,
you know,
many people.
You mentioned Bill Bree. He's called the show a few times in the past on Free Talk Live. And again, another Massachusetts kind of native who's really active down there. I remember Bill used to talk about how much worse New Hampshire was than Massachusetts. But he changed his tune recently, and he started posting online about how he's planning a move to New Hampshire.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we've talked about it, and Bill's a great guy. And
I think the more people that we can get from different areas who are like the doers, the experimenters, because I don't know if what you're trying in court's going to work. You don't really know either. You don't know until you try it. And there are a lot of people who, I remember one night, Derek J., on Peace News Now, there was this legal theorist who called your show and was just
shut down,
spouting off about all these legal theories. And of course you asked him, well, have you ever actually tried any of this stuff? And he admitted he had never done it. He'd just done a bunch of reading and research. And you could do a lot of reading and research, but none of it means anything until you put it into action in front of the man in the robe in their courthouse or in written form or whatever. You don't know if any of this stuff works, and that's where you deserve a lot of credit, Jay. Not only have you done a lot of research, but you've also gotten involved and you've actually tried to put your theories to work in reality.
Well, I've been the whole driving without a license thing literally my whole life.
Wow.
I've been hauled into court the first time I was 16 years old on dirt bikes. And, you know, my father supported me right from when I was a 16-year-old to where most parents, they'd be, you know, all over
That's
them about
amazing.
It.
And what's happened ever since? So you get dragged into court and then what? They just say, leave this guy alone for the rest of time?
Well, they harassed me a real lot. And then in 2003, I got arrested for, basically, a cop come up to me in a gas station and asked me what wanted my license or registration. And actually, I got a recording of this. I just found it the other day, and I would record these things. So I got charged with wiretapping. I got charged with failure to give a license to a police officer. But I asked the cop. I said, you want my license? He says, yeah. I says, are you going to use any information on that document against me in a court of law? He says, absolutely. And I says, well, I'm going to invoke my constitutionally secured and protected rights not to furnish evidence against myself. And
wow.
And I got arrested, charged with resisting arrest. It was a three-day jury trial.
Oh,
it
wow.
was awesome.
When
it
was this?
2003, 2004 I did this.
Okay.
And
now in Massachusetts you get six people on a jury, right?
Yep, there was six there. Yep.
Yep.
And so anyways, The jury convicted me of failure to give a license and registration to a police officer upon request, and I learned a lot. But they didn't convict me of resisting arrest.
That's good.
They didn't, and the a traffic the cop said that he pulled me over because he didn't use my directional pulling into the place.
Oh, boy.
And so in the law it says that you must use a electronic signaling device if you're going to affect traffic. So I said, while he was on the stand, I said,
"What's traffic?"
I said, "Sir, did I affect traffic as I was pulling into the gas station at 10:30 at night?" He goes, "No, you didn't affect any traffic."
Oh, wow.
So I stopped right there and I asked him to dismiss the charge.
Yeah.
Because the law says, and I read it out loud,
sure,
that if it affects traffic. So the judge dismissed it immediately. And
wow,
which I couldn't believe. I figured he just wouldn't do it. So anyways, everything else should have been dismissed after that. But the trial still went on. Now, I had 27 witnesses of my own, and they had 4 cop witnesses. Well, now, what had happened, this is in the town I grew up and lived my whole life.
Sure.
It was,
so you know everybody.
It was Saturday night in July.
Yeah.
People see my load of hay in the gas station. They see cops, and cars just started pulling in like crazy because they knew it was me. They knew it was my truck, and they knew how I was active with the police, and I didn't. And so they kind of wanted to come watch the show. So all these people just started filing in. It was actually pretty cool. It was almost like being in Keene.
It sounds like you had a community of people who cared, and that's really what this is all about here. The New Hampshire Free State Project is the reason why it exists is because most people don't have that where they live. They can't pick up a phone and call Port 411 and leave a voicemail and then have that blasted out to 300 people, and then people just show up to support you.
And I didn't even do that. It's just because I was just in an area right next to the Mass Pike where it was very, very traveled. Now, I was also charged with operating without a license because I didn't have a license. Now, after that, they left me alone for years. That was 2004, and it wasn't until 2011 I started. Actually, 2012 I got arrested.
Between 2004 and 2011, how many times were you on the road with a cop behind you, like where you knew they knew who you were and they didn't do anything?
Oh, in Palmer?
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
Did it help you to stay local, though? I imagine if you were traveling a lot, the cops don't know you, they don't know the story, you would be more at risk.
Well, right? I've gotten pulled over by state troopers on a Mass Pike.
Mm-hmm. They probably know who you are, too.
For, like, a tail laid out one day.
But they just keep it at that, right? They don't bother with the whole license thing?
There's been times where I've actually had the talks on the side of the road. Some guy, it's just like cashing a check. But dealing with a bank teller, it's dealing with a cop, it depends on him. And you got to kind of like go with the flow as he's on the side of the road. And some guys come up to you and they're you can tell, I'm going to jail. Some guys are like, well, come on, man. You should get a driver's license. You can't be driving without a driver's license. Like, you know, just get out of here. And some guys are they're dragging you out the
sure.
door of the truck.
And you've got to be willing to go to jail. If you want to do freedom to travel, if you want to do any kind of level of activism there where you're going to have an impact and you're going to say no to the system, you've got to be willing to go to jail. Derek Jay certainly knows this. He spent time in jail. I've been behind bars as well. Derek Jay's Victimless Crimes Free, victimlesscrimesfree.com. Also, his new show, Peace News Now. PeaceNewsNow.com. Jay, you don't have a website, but we maybe should get you one when you move up here to New Hampshire.
I'm on Facebook.
Jay Noone, N-O-O-N-E on Facebook. Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live with us, as always, Jay.
Thank you.
It's a good thing we've got your audience here because we wouldn't have any applause otherwise. And we'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us here at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum in Nashua, New Hampshire, nhlibertyforum.com. See you tomorrow.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.